Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield?
You ready? Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard the night train.
Mira. Dicen que el que más mira menos ve. Pero ustedes lo van a ver. Sí, señores, sí. Raúl Sequeira, el campeón del Lugalú y su sabanero. Desde la playa de Santa Cruz.
Matador ya sofocó la confusión.
Señor.
Porque a Tiñaro se le escapó ese lechón. Ese lechón.
We'll be right back.
Slipped.
Ooh.
Hello, good evening and welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
I almost also put the wrong fader up, so we almost had Mooch Goes to Hollywood over the airwaves.
That'd be no bad thing.
Yes, okay. Good evening. It's the Night Train here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Thanks to Andy for the last 2 hours, Weekend Breaks and Angry Kittens.
Getting us through the drive here.
Yes.
Past the police cars.
Oh, yeah. Hope everyone's safe out there. Looks like traffic announcements. It's like we're a proper show. Stick away from... What's it called?
I don't know.
Stick away from the crossroads at the end of London Road.
Yeah, Ring Road Junction.
Yes. More updates when we get them. No, there'll be no traffic updates. Bin updates, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while.
They have been on strike.
They have, yeah.
Yeah. Mine got picked up on Saturday. Oh, we should save this for later in the show. Blowing my gold.
Yeah, this is true. We'll save that when we really plumb in the depths. So apologies if you were tuned in last week. Excited to hear us. We took a week off.
We did, but for good reason.
Yes, market research.
Oh, yeah. Tonight's show is going to be peppered with the results.
Yes.
Including that first pick. That was Raul Zakira Jesus Habaneros with Hey 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 Si Señor, a 1969 release from an album which has got a great title, Lee Wanna, as in the number one ear.
Yep.
Non-stop 100% to peak.
Ooh.
But yeah, he's a French based Cuban singer and orchestra conductor, releasing stuff from the 50s all through to 1670s. It seems like there's only one picture of him, because on all of the covers that I can find,
it's just the same picture.
It's the same photo of him looking. There he is, looking extremely happy.
He does look happy, folks.
Yeah, and then there he is again. Just tilt his head at a slightly different angle. Yes. Unless he's only got one expression.
So he looks like that all the time, yes.
But yeah, we should say that was Shazammed from the Floating Points show in Leeds at Project House, we went to last Sunday. With Cosmic Slop and the debut of his, is it called Sunflower Sound System?
It is called Sunflower Sound System now.
Yeah, so there'll be more picks from that throughout the show, and we'll give you some more lowdown about that.
Cool, all right, we're going to kick off with an anniversary cut.
Yeah.
Me at 5:46 in the morning, crack of dawning, now I'm yawning, wipe the cold out my eye, see who's there. this page of me and why. It's my man Pop from the barbershop. Told me he was in the gambling spot and heard the intricate plot. Some people want to stick me like flypaper, neighbor. Slow down, love, please chill, drop the caper. Remember all your peoples from the hill up in Brownsville that you throw dice with smoke. That's a got nice sweat. Yeah, little fame up in Prospect. Nah, them my peoples, nah, love wouldn't disrespect. I didn't say them, they schooled me to some chumps that you knew from back when. When you was clocking minor figures, now they heard you blowing up like nitro. When they wanna stick the knife through your windpipe slow. So, thank fame for warning me, cause now I'm warning you. I got the Mac, Biggie, tell me what you gonna do. Damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Damn. Why they wanna stick me for my paper? Damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? They heard about the Rolexes and the Lexus with the Texas license plates out of state. They heard about the pounds you got down in Georgetown, and they heard you got half of Virginia locked down. They even heard about the crib you bought your mom's out in Florida, the fifth corridor. Call the coroner. It's gonna be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing if my burglar alarm starts ringing. What you think all the guns is for? All-purpose war, got the Rockwellers by the door. And I feed them drug powder so they can devour the criminals trying to drop my decimals. Damn, people wanna stick me for my cream, and it ain't a dream, things ain't always what it seems. It's the one that smokes none with ya. See your picture, now they wanna grab their guns and come and get ya. Bet your Biggie won't slip. I got the calico with the black talons loaded in the clip, so I can rip through the ligaments, put their bodies in the bad predicament where all the foul people went. Touch my Chetta, feel my Beretta buck. When I'ma hit you with your first reaction is to duck. I bring pain, blood stains on what remains of his jacket. He had a gun, he should've packed it, cocked it. Extra clips in my pocket so I can reload and explode on your wall side. I mess around and get hardcore. C4 to your door, no beef, no more. Feel the rough, scandalous. The more you smoke, I puff, the more dangerous. I don't give a damn about you or your weak crew. What you gonna do when Big Papa come for you? I'm not running, chump, I bust my gun and hold on, I hear somebody coming.
Vocês estão ouvindo How Night Train na rádio Sheffield Live.
crazy. Now you got the body and I got the heat.
Agárrate de la brocha, tronco loco.
Que te coge severa.
Escuchando el tren de la noche en Sheffield en vivo.
Well, I could have been doing time. Well, I'm doing fine, thank you. Well, I could have been pulling time. No but a man doing time. And he didn't commit no crime.
Oh, Angola, Louisiana,
as it's around your home. Send love to Brother Tyler Hubbard after all is said and done. Truth is, Angola, Louisiana, you're the one. We're here. I can't tell a man not to defend himself. Not at this late stage. Can't tell a man he ain't got no rights nowhere. Not in this day and age. The song may not touch a whole lot of people, persuaded by the truth.
Point Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Flew by.
I did. It was a groovy set, though.
It was.
I mean, I'm allowed to say groovy.
Yeah.
At a certain age, it's fine.
We're over 40. It's but, okay.
We are. Hang on, let me sort this out. Just do my talk amongst yourselves.
What am I going to say? Oh, Steve's adjusting his mic. Now I know what he's doing.
There we go.
He's back.
I'm back. There we go. It's 25 minutes to do that. I thought I'll wait till we're on the air. Oh, dear. Yes, this is the Night Train, bumbling along till 11 o'clock tonight. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. Always let us know if you are. We're on bluesky@thenighttrain.co.uk. Or you can text us.
Yeah, personal.
If you've got our number.
Direct to source.
I can't say the studio number because the door's open. Oh. So I can't remember it. Anyway, so... That set had a few that we heard, well, at least one that we heard last week, but maybe we'll get to that in a bit. What did we have? Kicked off with one of mine.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Banger.
Notorious B.I.G., a.k.a. Biggie Smalls, from the Ready to Die album, released 30 years ago on Friday. They've reissued it with a terrible cover.
What kind of cover?
It looks like I mean, I shouldn't... I don't like to be disparaging about other people's art, but it looks awful. It's just like a really bad picture of him with some subway sign and a bridge. But I just think if you've got one of the most, not one of the most iconic, but an iconic hip-hop album cover.
Don't blow it.
Yeah, it looks like some... It looks like some artwork that you see at those sort of makers' markets when you see somebody sat behind a table, like thinking, "Why have I invested my weekend and all of my money into this stock?" You know those people. Sorry. Yes. So that was the first single I think of the album. Picked that one because it turns out I had a radio edit on the laptop and there's no Diddy, so that's great.
Double bonus.
Yes. If you want to hear a really good mix, check out Six Music's Huey's Block Party mix by Boba Fett. We'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Then we jumped back to some more Cuban music, although technically out of New York. That was Alfredo De La Fe with Hot Trot. That one released in 1979 on Criollo Records out in New Jersey. Somewhat of a Larry Levan Paradise Garage classic. Not actually Shazammed from the gig, you might have thought.
Oh, I did.
I don't know where I picked this up from or why this is in my playlist for this week. I've actually completely forgotten, totally drawn a blank of what inspired picking it. So, yeah, apologies. If you know why I picked it, let me know.
It's good.
Because I don't.
Have you bought it recently?
No. It's on, been on the want list, but it's a pricey number unless you want to get the bootleg. I think he started out doing classical music on the violin, but then took the violin to salsa. For the dream. Combined the two elements. Yeah, he played with all the big dudes and big performers in the area, like Eddie Palmieri, Tito Puente, Celia Cruz, Santana, and yeah, everyone like that.
Perfect. We kept
I should have said, you got to check out his hair and
yes.
beard.
Yes.
Particularly on the 1979 album cover. Tremendous.
Quite the Barnett.
Yeah.
After that, we went for something new, well, old but new, coming out soon, mid-November, on the latest Analog Africa compilation, Super Disco Pirata.
Oh, man.
Del Tipo para el Mundo.
That's another compilation we have to buy.
Yeah, 1965 to 1980. We've been hooked up with the promo. There's some good cuts on there. That was Sonara Tropical with Ritmo de Cumbia. So that's a weird album. There's a good blurb about it. It's all about, I couldn't quite grasp it. It's cuts that were culled from bootleg compilations that they sound systems in
niche.
Sound systems in Mexico City put out. But I couldn't, so I don't really, it didn't really clear up how they put out music that's from pirate bootlegs.
Right, so maybe they've gone back and found the actual licensing.
Yeah, it's odd. So some of the recordings are quite dicey, and there's a somewhat humorous Bee Gees cover of More Than a Woman. if that floats your boat.
Tremendous.
And then there was one more after that, right?
Gil Scott-Heron.
Yes, so Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson with Angola, Louisiana, from the 1978 album Secrets. Yeah, that was one. Another one Shazammed last week at the Floating Points Sunflower Sound System gig.
Going to send that out to Welsh. Sounds like this. He had a great show today.
Apart from him playing one of our beds.
Yeah, he did play in the 90s by Fotek, which always gives me that anxiety that I've got to stop talking just because we all talk over that every time we play it.
Yeah, it's like...
You know, whenever you hear one of those beds out, we purposely pick songs that you don't normally hear that often.
Yes.
When you hear one, you go, oh, I've got to stop talking.
Oh, no, I've got to paraphrase the Wikipedia article. Recommend the show on a different station. Thankfully, though, this bed's over for those. I don't know what this is. Oh, it's Martin, EF40.
Seamless.
Yes.
Ooh, man.
Hey,
good evening folks, this is the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. For those playing along at home, we're now watching Hercules Unchained from 1959. That's the studio visuals.
It's slightly better quality than the dog film we were just watching.
Yes, let's hope the content is a match. So that was possibly our most danciest set ever, I'd say.
Well,
apart from
we ignore the carnival show a few weeks
ago. Oh, that's true. Yeah, no, you're right. Okay.
That was pretty tough. Anyway, back on track. Yeah, it was pretty grooving. We kicked off with Hamilton Brothers with Music Makes the World Go Round. The instrumental cut, which I had to rip from my 45. Seems to be tricky to get that otherwise. So, originally from 1978 on Charlie's that Calypso Disco Smash, as they call it.
Mm.
That's where it's from. Somewhere in the West Indies, I think.
Just out west?
No, the West Indies.
Oh, somewhere. Right.
I don't know which bit.
Well, I mean, it's west from here.
Definitely west from here. Somewhere in the Caribbean. But yeah, the vocal cut has been... So that's easier to track down. But the 45 has been reissued by Numero Group. And so that's where it's called the... Rip the instrumental from that side, which was nice. Got there in the end.
He's gone full fashion.
Oh man, that was an ordeal. Why does it take me so long to get that out? Into brand new Floating Points, Del Oro, that one from his new LP Cascade, came out on Friday. On Ninja Tune.
We've not spoken about him for about half an hour. So
there we go.
Yeah.
Floating Points is sponsoring the show. Did try and go and get the album on Saturday. Sold out in my local shop. Did get some other ones though.
You certainly did.
Yeah. I might save that for next week. You can hear the fruits of my labours. Although, you know where you're going, don't bend down and go through those crates.
Yep.
My back is today. It's like, why is my back hurting so much?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Before I came to the show, I had to do like 45 minutes of back-based yoga and then have a bath.
All because you looked in two crates that are on the floor.
Oh. I did have quite a lot of LPs in my bag when I did it. So I think it's added weight. I should have just taken it off.
What, you all records that you bought, so you can't get any sympathy for that.
I know.
What you need is one of those little stools.
Yeah, or some sort of kneeling pad. So I was doing like an awkward squat.
Turn up.
Like a gardener's kneeling pad.
I mean, it's practically, I think that would definitely help, but is that game over? Do you lose any cool points that we're clinging on to?
Nah, just go all out and get those gel knee pads, you know, like the workman style.
Yep.
Just get them. So I'm going in the crates. I need some knee pads. Yeah, anyway, sorry, the Floating Points one. That track did actually get a white label release back in June, I didn't realise, on 12-inch, following on from that Birth 4000 single as well.
That was doing the rounds, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a big release. From Floating Points to Caribou with Honey. That's, again, I thought it was a new release. Turns out he released it in April on Bandcamp. Co-arrangement on that with Vortex. I was talking about earlier about how... Which it reminded me of the Pager track that Fortet did last year.
Yes.
No, 2 years ago, wasn't it, that? The Summer Anthem.
Yes, it's quite a lot of similarities. I also thought slight Off My Nut sound.
Yeah, it's got that garage
Sheffield wobble bass to it. Yeah, that's a killer production. But yeah, that is off his new album. It's called Honey, due out 4th of October.
On tour next year. Well, yeah, at least one date in Leeds.
Got a flyer for that. Apparently, yeah. His live show is very good.
Well, hot off the press, listener Louis Walsh was there yesterday. She went to the Boiler Room recording in Belfast.
Ooh.
Said some pictures were seen on Blue Sky from the stage, no less.
Wow.
So, you know, get to be that awkward person at a Boiler Room.
So you're not a person accidentally doing a rewind or something like that?
No. What was that other one when it looks like somebody buys some Sicaria sound? It looks like somebody does a really sly deal next to the...
I'm not anywhere but here.
I'm not saying that's what happened.
It looked very much like...
Yeah, and I'm definitely not saying that listener Louis Walsh did any sort of dealing yesterday. But I'd just forgotten about that. That just makes me laugh. Have you seen that Boiler Room have brought out T-shirts of the classic Boiler Room sets? So they're just screenshots of the... 40 quid a T-shirt.
Just make it yourself.
Yeah, because then easily...
Some deep-fried JPEGs on there. Oh, man.
It cracked me up. Then after that, we finished that set off with Conductor and Notion with Feel This Way from 2015. Some silky R&B on a little bit of a garage tip. And sent one out to Terry and S7. I'm so glad to get that out of my to play folder. Honestly, it's been...
haunting you for a while.
Well, probably since 2015.
Now you can finally move on.
Yes, we all can. Talking of moving on, let's move on to some new... Well, not new music, some different music.
Yeah, some Gregory Isaacs. Ooh, yeah.
About the cat, you told me off the rack. Asked you off the wind, and you told me off the back.